In this lesson today, I'm going to be speaking about what Jesus said about money, poverty, and riches. No one can study the four Gospels without being impressed, not only with all Jesus taught about money, poverty, and riches, but also with his own personal experience of poverty from the hour of his birth. Surely, if God made the world, he could have decreed that Jesus should be born in a more fitting place than a stable. Why was it so? As he left heaven for the stable, he emptied himself of all of his majesty, and in the borrowed stable started a life of poverty, lasting until he died naked on a cross. Being poor, Jesus made himself accessible to all. Had he been born in a palace, those seeking him would have needed permission and introduction, but no formalities are needed to access a stable. The shepherds found an open door, and so from the beginning, Jesus has been easily approached. When he came to his public ministry, he taught that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. God illustrates his contempt of the world's values when he chose a manger for the cradle of his son. The home in which Jesus spent the first 30 years of his life was a poor one, which is proven by the offering that Joseph and Mary brought to the house of the Lord for the circumcision of Jesus when he was but 8 years old, to offer a sacrifice, a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. Not able to afford a lamb as a burnt offering, the ancient law allowed the parents to substitute a less expensive gift. The two pigeons, then costing little, were an indication of the poverty of Joseph and his wife. Coming to this earth in such a state of poverty, Jesus revealed that it is not dishonorable to be poor. No condition in life is dishonorable where God places you. God knows what's best for you. He often makes a state of poverty an occasion of the highest blessing. Even though Jesus was born into a poor family, they did not live on the borderline of starvation. They had enough to get by with. Since it was a godly home, the prayer of Solomon was often prayed, "Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, lest I be poor and steal." Before I get into what Jesus said about wealth and riches and poverty and money, I'd like for you to hear what Job said in chapter 36 and verse 19. Job asked the question, "Will he esteem your riches? No, not gold, nor all the forces of strength." And then again in Proverbs 11 chapter, "Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death." And then again in verse 28 of chapter 11, Solomon tells us, "He that trusts in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch." The psalmist said in Psalms 37, "A little that a man has is better than the riches of many wicked." And then Jeremiah chapter 9, we read, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his strength. Let not the rich man glory in his riches." And then I hear Paul say in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich." James tells us Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to them that love him? If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.